Chapter 6 Heathcliff's Revenge.
"Open the door quickly, Nell," called Cathy, a note of urgency in her voice. She had been sitting on the wall of the gardens when the wind had blown off her bonnet, and she had jumped nimbly down to the road below to pick it up. But she was unable to climb up again. Nellie was trying to find the right key to the old door in the wall. She too had heard horses approaching on the other side, and panic rose in her.
"Who is it, Cathy?" "Just say good morning and no more. I'll have the door open in a moment."
She heard a deep voice that she knew only too well.
"Well, if it's not Miss Linton, just the person I wanted to see. I have something to ask you."
"I shall not answer you. Papa and Nell say you are a wicked person and hate us all."
"That is beside the point,"
replied Heathcliff.
"I have to ask you why you have refused to write to my son any longer. You led him to believe you loved him, and then you broke his heart. Yes, his poor heart, for now he is dying of his unreturned true love for you. He becomes weaker every day. He will never survive the coming winter."
"Don't tell such lies to a child. No one dies of love for someone he hardly knows,"
shouted Nellie from behind the wall. In her desperation, she picked up a stone and broke the lock of the old door.
"I didn't know we had eavesdroppers. Always there at the right time, eh, Nellie? Why should I lie to this innocent young girl? In any case, Miss Linton, I shall be away on business for a week, so if you should pay him a visit, you will not have to speak to me."
He turned his horse to go, but added, looking straight into Cathy's eyes,
"I swear he is dying. He has no one at the house to give him the will to live. There is only one person who can do that. I wish you both good day."
Needless to say, Cathy could not be consoled, and persuaded Nellie with great difficulty to accompany her to the Heights and at least explain to Linton why she had stopped writing. Edgar had caught a chill a few days before after a walk in the cold autumn air and was still in bed, so it was easy for Cathy and Nell to set off to the old house early next morning.